Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, what is up? It's your boy Louis J. Gomez coming at you live. Gas Digital Studios, East Village, New York City. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the real ass dude himself, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
That's me.
I feel like the guitar music is too loud. I can barely hear myself over it.
Isn't that the point?
No, I want to hear myself.
I feel like we're a little low.
Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do? Sacklo, don't fucking...
You're perfect in my cans.
Don't come at me with that energy, doggy.
What energy? I'm saying, isn't
that... You think I won't unleash Crack and Beat Go on you? He's got you in his sights, doggy. He will fucking...
I actually...
You don't want any of the Crack and Beat Go heat.
No. I watched that video. Kept me up at night. And he must think I'm manic because I was getting all these messages being like, you fucking blew him off.
You blew him off.
And I did. Yeah,
that's,
I blew him off.
That's very real ass.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I...
Sorry, guys, I hit the...
The real ass thing?
It's my little real ass thing. So anytime somebody says real ass, I go...
Does it count if you're the one saying
anybody.
It?
Anybody.
Because you can just...
Liz, you're a real ass.
It's a unique original thing that I do here on the show.
So it was like 1 a.m., I'm going to sleep. I start getting a couple messages calling me, like, saying that, like, I blew him off and everybody hates me. And someone was like... Crack's coming for you, dude. And I was like, what the fuck?
You don't want crack to come
what
for
you,
what
is this? Doggy. I was like, I don't have the emotional... I can't handle any more people hating me. And I saw he made a 36-minute video about me, and I got livid.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't make a 36-minute video about you. He clipped 36 minutes of an hours and hours and hours live stream.
Oh,
that was just the 36 minutes that mostly was about you.
And I was so pissed, and I didn't watch the video, and then I stayed up till 7 a.m. Yeah. It, like, kept me up. I was like, what the fuck? I was so angry I couldn't go to sleep.
Practicing your bar?
Dude, I did.
What rhymes with Amico? Hold on. A freako.
Hack and freak show.
Sneako.
Yeah, I actually, stayed up till.
The hack and freak show.
Hack and freak show. I stayed up very long, like, just getting the anger out with my little fucking words, dude. Yeah. And then I watched the video, and I went... Oh, he's right. I fucking disrespected him. I blew him off.
You did,
and
blow him off.
And he was actually really funny in the video too. So I hit him up and I went, you know what, dude, you're fucking right. I was
Crack
like,
Amico, he fucking rules, dude.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Don't cross him, dude. He'll fucking.
I'm not crossing him.
I'm just letting you know.
Whose side are you on, Louis?
Crack Amico's. Are you 100%? Are you in your fucking mind?
You're not on my side ever.
Versus Crack Amico.
Can't you be neutral about it? You got two really good friends. One that you've met in person. A ton of times, me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you have, you know, crack.
Yeah, right? But it's like if your dog bit somebody. Like if Lewis had a dog and it bit somebody else's
Lewis
dog.
Lewis would say, don't cross my dog.
Yeah. He's our dog.
Well, he's a cool dude, and I officially apologize.
Wow, look, he's tucking tail. He doesn't want this.
I'm not tucking tail.
You're tucking tail.
No, it's pretty big.
You're tucking tail.
I'm not tucking tail.
Brennan Sacklo, tucking tail. That should be your fucking next album, dude.
Yeah, Brennan Sacklo,
tucking tail, dude.
No, I'm admitting when I was wrong.
Wow.
You know?
All right, look, we have Brennan Sacklo here. Very excited to have him. Also back on the show, ladies and gentlemen, you know her from... Does she not have a podcast? You don't have a podcast? Who doesn't have a podcast?
Me. That's how I stand out.
The Gillespie Hour.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Felicia Gillespie's
well,
here.
I'm
Yay.
Also here to start shit with Crack Amico, so...
You don't want none of that.
Starting a beef.
Are you trying to beef with Crack Amico?
Just right now.
Is it because you were not on the bad bitch list?
Yeah. I don't know this. I don't know this beef. I don't know this person,
There's
but
no
I'm
beef.
Ready to
show
fight
just
him.
Show 30 seconds of the bad bitch song.
Right.
So Crack Amico wrote a song about all of the hottest girls in comedy.
Oh.
And
he doesn't know me yet.
He didn't include you on this list.
Stupid bitch.
Why don't you do it in a part, not just the very beginning, Shannon?
I let Nikki eat my ass with them tone deaf lips. Let that little junkie cake overdose to my drink.
say Esther Pope, bad bitch. Kelsey Cook, bad bitch. Whitney Cummings back in 2010. Average. Amy Schumer, fat kid. Used to be so hot and tight. Stole Patrice's jokes. Now she's trying to steal his
all
body
right.
tight.
We got it.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah, he rules. Cracking me go rules.
Oh, man, I'm trying to make that list now.
You got to make that list. Are you a bad bitch, Felicia Gillespie?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's getting out there a little
Gillespie.
Bit.
Gillespie.
Gillespie or Gillespie?
Gillespie.
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 Yeah.
Gillespie.
Gillespie, don't test me.
Oh!
Drinking
shit.
A Pepsi.
Oh!
Sucking on my testes.
We are rapping, baby boys. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake Luis Che Gomez. I already did all this, but you guys should know we have a great show planned today. An incredible show, but let's get our fucking plugs right out of the way. What do you got to plug, Felice?
I am making my debut at Gotham Comedy Club on July 25th. Go to my...
Sorry.
Yeah,
somebody,
I know. It's ridiculous,
no,
right?
No, somebody in the racist live chat said this bitch looks like Sebastian Bach.
Who's that? Is it true?
Fuck, dude. That was really funny.
Just go to my website, FeliciaComedy.com.
That's Cabot in the racist live chat.
Hell yeah, dude.
You're a bad bitch.
That's funny.
Oh, fuck, dude. Brendan Sagalow.
BrendanSagalow.com for all my dates. If you're listening live, me, Feeney, and Cannon are doing a live Here's the Scenario at the Fat Black Pussy Cat Comedy Cellar tonight with special guests. Please come by. I think Ari said he's going to come through, but who knows? Who knows with that guy? And then August 12th and 13th, I'll be at the Royal Comedy Theater in Toronto, co-headlining with Katie Boyle. The next weekend, I'm at Comics at Mohegan Sun. And then me and the boys, Feeney and Cannon, are going to be at the Vulcan Gas Company in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And then in October, I'm at Zany's. So just go to all my go to my website for all my dates and check out the podcast.
Sick. Zach and me go.
This Saturday, Catalyst Wrestling comes back to Brooklyn. We got a show in Sunset Park called Sabotage. And the next day is the Troma Dance Film Festival in Lahontan, Pennsylvania at the Mahoney Drive-In Theater. Showing one of my new movies, last movie of the night. Come hang out.
Love it. A lot of live stuff coming up this weekend. Kansas City, Missouri with Tim Butterly. Special guest Tim Butterly Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, the 14th or 16th of July. And then next week, me and Aaron Berg are back at it. July 21st, we'll be in Huntsville, Alabama at Stand Up Live. And then July 22nd and 23rd, Nashville, Tennessee, Zany's Nashville. Then we're going down to Florida. August is heating up. We're going to be at the Palm Beach Improv, Palm Beach, Florida. And then, hold on one second, we have some more Florida dates that are not on the website yet. Sorry, guys. I got to get them up there. But hold on. I got them, Shannon. August 12th, Tallahassee, Florida. August 13th, Jacksonville, Florida. Those tickets are going up this weekend on lewisofskanks.com. The end of August, Cleveland, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. Lots more stuff coming up. We're going all over the place. Tampa, Philadelphia, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Louisville, Kentucky, Miami, Minneapolis, Phoenix. We're going all over the fucking place. But grab your tickets right now for all the shows that are up there right now. lewisofskanks.com. Me and Aaron Berg offend everyone all over this great nation. Then if you guys love the show, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Grab your subscription before the prices go up. They're going up on September 1st. We're raising the price by like 50 cents or a buck per month. If you are subscribed, that doesn't count for you. You get to keep your membership price. So do it now before we raise it for all these new people that are getting to... These are all fucking late bloomers. We don't care about them. These are fucking assholes from the future. Fuck the future fans. Mm-hmm. You guys are the ones here right now. Subscribe now. Lock yourself in. Be grandfathered into that price for the rest of your fucking life, because we're not doing that anymore. After this final grandfathering session, we're not doing it anymore.
That sounds like something they do in a cult.
A final grandfathering session. Yes,
like where an old man fucks everybody.
Yes.
Time.
Yes.
We're so yeah, do that by September 1st. Use that promo code RAP. If you're a guest digital subscriber, you get instant access to the racist live chat, which people fucking love. I'm the only one who incorporates it during the show. That's why they love my live show. And then also you guys get access to pre-release on all the episodes, ad-free episodes, uncensored episodes. People hate the censorship for YouTube and iTunes. No more N-words are going out there on, just so you know.
What
no
kind
more
of world are we living
are
in?
Going out on YouTube or iTunes. It ain't happening anymore. I'm not giving up my channel so you guys can giggle at an N-word uncensored and ad-free. You do it on GasDigitalNetwork.com. simple as that. All right, what do you want me to say here?
We're going
to
pixelate them from now on whenever we have them.
What the is the no need? We're not putting no need for apologies on YouTube at all. No, I'm. You guys, what do you want me to say? Stop being a fucking pussy. How about you subscribe? You guys subscribe for 45 fucking Patreons, you fucking scumbags. That was a fucking, that was a poem.
I know what word you were looking for. Yeah. No, it wasn't poem. You were looking for
you know, a haiku.
A haiku, yeah.
Yeah, it was a type of poem. You go,
oh, that was a poem.
It was the umbrella of poem. A haiku is a poem, dude. Is it not?
Yeah, that's true. That's the only haiku I go on.
And when you get a female Asian comedian stoned.
Haiku.
Yeah.
Great show. Great show plan for today. I'm excited about it. You know what I did last night?
What'd you do last night?
I took the family to see Thor. Somebody's complaining about the stream buffering. I have the stream open at all times, and I'm on a shitty computer. If your stream is buffering right now, it's because you're a fucking poor scumbag, and you need to pay for a better fucking internet package. Yeah. There's probably somebody playing video games in your house. You probably have people connected on Wi-Fi on your phone, and you probably have the lowest fucking internet package possible. I'm telling you right now, this fucking computer sucks. This sucks. This is a shit computer. And there's no buff.
Worst part of that is that the people who are watching, who the internet's buffing, didn't just see you say all that.
I was like,
video games, computer.
Yep. Lewis is shaking his computer. Must have coffee in it.
I saw Thor.
Thor. Did you like it? Did you love it? Did you hate it? Talk to me.
I thought it was funny, but there was also times where I was like, "Is this intentionally supposed to be like this, like corny and bad?" You know what I mean? And I felt like, you know, Natalie Portman's a great actress, and I felt like she was just kind of phoning this one in. She was like, "Just have me do this last one, and then we'll get it over with."
Natalie, couple things.
She looked fucking hot in that movie, though.
No, she looked old. That was
you look old.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I'm not Portman. Okay. Natalie Portman was the first Jew that I was ever attracted to.
I just saw Zach's fucking the gears going Portman, Portly, Port.
I know, if it had been the other way around.
Yeah. Zach's not gonna trash himself for me.
Yeah, he's like, oh, how do I do this?
Natalie Puerto Rican.
That's the name of the episode.
I like it. No, she, and this is fine. This is a problem with women. No offense, Felicia, because it's gonna happen to you, okay?
Sebastian Bach looks like me.
Oh, that's still in her head, by the way, though.
She was looking at Google images of Sebastian Bach while we were doing all of our plugs.
She wasn't. 11 minutes has passed. We've not mentioned a word about it. She's not said one word. The first thing she said.
She's going to be tearing her hair out in the bathroom. Sebastian,
that's how good. That's good trolling. When a troll can make somebody fucking just alter 10 minutes of their life.
Yeah.
Well, that's because it's so dumb. You don't look at me and go, that's a dude. You look at that dude and go, that dude looks like a chick.
That is true.
Yeah. So,
boom.
But I do think that was a pretty solid. I think you look more like old Axl Rose, to be honest. Also, much more like Axl Rose.
Speaking of Thor coming back, the Guns N' Roses was a
lot of metal music. A lot of metal music. All right. So look, Natalie Portman, old. Okay. That's fine. How old is she now?
Dude. Chris Hemsworth's arms, not to get off Natalie Portman's oldness, but he was fucking ripped.
We're gonna
in
get into that.
Movie.
Look, we celebrate men on this show. Let's tear down the women for just a moment.
Yeah. 41. Right? Okay.
How old is she?
41.
Wow. She's my age. I'm 40.
I mean, she doesn't look super bad. She looks great. Look at that.
Okay, that is a particular she's jacked in this scene. When she's not wearing makeup, they do like the juxtaposition. No spoilers, right? But it's like she grabs the fucking hammer and
she
all fucking jacked and hot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When she's not.
And she's not Thor.
When she's not Thor,
the mighty Thor.
Yeah, she's a little bit fucking.
Well, that's
beat.
The point.
She's a little beat up. No, but even when she's not. Spoiler alert.
we're trying to tiptoe around here, but I mean, come on.
Did you not see Thor?
No.
Do you care?
No.
No, I don't okay, I don't want to spoil it because it's good. Spoilers, I'm not an asshole. My fans are such dickheads. You can't even say, hey, I'm going to go see this movie with my friends.
Yeah, because they'll be like.
Immediately, they just fucking tweeted at you.
They'll be like, Dumbledore dies on fucking page 34.
Oh, yeah. I almost did that to you when you asked me to see Avengers, the last one.
Oh, yeah.
Endgame?
I really almost said blah 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 died.
It doesn't really.
That was gonna be my immediate.
It
response.
Doesn't really bother me.
Blah somebody, blah blah Junior died.
Somebody said that with me. Somebody did that with the one Avengers as well. Yeah, it might have actually been with.
I mean, it sucks, but it's not going to stop you from seeing the movie.
No, because it's about how it's done, and
yeah, know, exactly.
Nobody really gives a shit. No. So, but anyway, regardless, Natalie Portman, not as twit as she used to be. We could all agree on that, right?
Well, yeah.
Time has passed.
That's... Kat Dennings.
I love Kat Dennings.
I mean, dude, what has she been doing, dude?
She's fucking.
She's on the fucking. She got fat.
Well, she's in.
Fat Dennings. That's what I called her the whole movie.
I'm sure. I'm sure she heard that in high school all the time.
No, she used to be hot. She had big tits.
Remember those nudes that came out?
Always a little thick, but she was fucking.
Remember the Kat Dennings nudes?
The greatest leak of all time.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, here's how
she's in one scene in the movie. First, I mean, she's not going to lose weight for it.
She's wearing a goddamn corset that is mushing her into that shape, unquestionably. Yeah. You can see
her knees. Just
look at her knee.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
Her knees look like Zach's face. Zoom in on her knees, dude. Zoom in on her left knee and tell me that doesn't kind of look like Zach smiling at you.
Can you also Google when Voldemort was in the back of that dude's head in the first Harry Potter movie? Because that's exactly what it is.
It was...
Kill Harry. Potter.
Yeah, and also spoiler alert. Thank you.
That's in the first movie from 20 years ago.
It's a book.
he's still finishing the first book.
Chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
Spoilers?
You can't even read it. Sound it out.
Chapter 2.
Yeah, that's Kat Dennings' knees.
I like it.
Yeah. Those we do not speak of.
Holy shit.
No name knees.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Neven Sportswear for supporting today's show. I love Neven. Summertime is here. You got to wear some cool sunglasses in the summertime. You don't have to spend hundreds of dollars on sunglasses. You don't have to do that. People are spending so much money on this, it's a waste, because Neven Eyewear makes incredible sunglasses, and they have the best deal on the internet. It's always, no matter what, there's no promo code or anything, it's always buy one pair, get two for free. So one purchase, you get all your sunglasses for the entire season.
Not only that, it's 100% risk-free. It's free shipping and returns, and there's an everlasting guarantee, which means if your sunglasses are lost, stolen, or broken, Neven replaces every pair. You can choose from dozens of styles and colorways. You can get polarized lenses, and you get a free gift with every order.
Love it. Just go to NevenEyewear.com, N-E-V-E-N, Eyewear.com. Every pair shipped with love. Make sure you go to that, do that right now. There's no promo code. Buy one, get two free. Just put three in your cart and check out, and you are good to go. All right, where were we?
Yeah, so the movie was...
Thor was fucking...
I thought it was... I didn't walk out of it. There was no time
movie,
that I was.
I
like,
loved the campiness of it. This movie was. It
I think
had
that was the point.
It had everything. It was really campy and funny. It was purposely funny.
Yeah.
They lean into Thor being sort of like a big dumb brute, which even more than before, right? Because Thor, it kind of started off as somewhat serious.
Watch the first movie. It's very much like Iron Man. It's very much like
They're just and then by the time they get to Ragnarok, it's all kind of wacky. And you're like, what even is this?
Well, it's produced by Kevin Feige, and it's also directed by that dude. What's his name? Talik, whatever. Who both come from comedy. So I think they're like purposely trying to be like. Like, this is stupid, isn't
this? It was funny, dude. It was legit.
It was
like,
pretty funny,
legitimately
yeah.
funny. Fucking, what's his name as Zeus?
Russell Crowe
fucking nailed it,
steals that movie. Yeah, I mean, him doing the no...
He does Panos. He does Giannis's Panos. Yeah.
You know that when...
It's not good for the
they
people.
Started the movie,
dude, it's so fucking
and Russell Crowe goes... When he first goes, hey, Thor, how you doing? They're like, I guess this is the voice he's going to go with. Like, you know that was
Russell
Crowe.
He does the fucking Greek, like, old man. Dude,
He does a deli worker. He does, like, a bodega worker.
Dude, it's so fucking funny. It's really, really good. Whatever, yeah. I highly recommend it. I saw it with my son and my niece.
Kat Dennings niece?
But there was a lot...
Guess old snake.
Guess old snake. Guess old snake. Guess old snake. Sausage Sits in the Racist Live Chat says, superhero talk. This is so exciting. Fucking retarded child shit. What a faggot you are, Sausage Tits.
Yeah, that's so, like, weird.
We're not fucking...
That's like if
we're not watching a beheading right now. Sorry, dude. We can't just enjoy a fucking movie for lunch, you scumbag.
If we were all hanging out and talking about superheroes, and then one person went, oh, this is so exciting, we would never call you again.
You suck, dude.
We would
chill.
Go like, yeah.
Just enjoy the fucking show, dude.
Yeah.
We're going to get into some other shit, too. We're just, you know, we both saw... I got excited about it. I went to the movies last night.
I want to talk about Chris Hemsworth's fucking arms, dude.
He was jacked
in that
movie. Let's talk about his butt.
He's such a good looking dude.
Yeah, he's the one, right?
His butt was awesome too.
Ladies, is he the one? Felicia?
That's not my type.
What's your type?
Like a Daniel Day-Lewis.
A Daniel Day-Lewis. I don't even know who. Abraham Lincoln?
I've abandoned my boy. I've abandoned my child.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
But not as Abraham Lincoln.
That's the only thing I imagine him as.
Oh yeah, he's good looking.
That's your type, right there.
Fucking hot.
It's yeah, he's a good looking guy.
Yeah,
intense.
He's okay. I mean, he looks like you like Billy Bob Thornton.
If you and him had children, they'd have no lips. You need to fucking
nose would hit their chin.
You need a fucking man with lips, Felicia. What are you talking about? All right. So look, I genuinely enjoyed the Thor movie, and I thought there was some darkness to it. It was sad. The whole family's crying at the end of it.
It
was great.
It is kind of sad. The goats were pretty hilarious.
The goats were just hilarious for no reason. They just threw them in there. We're gonna throw some yelling goats in there.
Classic Sideshow Bob stepping on a rake.
Joke. Yeah, yeah. Just hilarious.
Just keep hitting it.
Yeah, and every time it made me laugh.
Every single time.
Every time. And the fucking bad guy they don't show the context of like why they're bad as well as they did this. This one was you felt for him the whole time. You're like, dude, I get it.
That would be
me.
I would be
I would be murdering God. Are you kidding me, doggy?
Yeah, you're looking at your kid. You're like, I would do this.
I legitimately would. It was so well fucking put together. Everything at the end, it fucking came together. I'm sure it all happened in a comic book like that at one point too, which is another thing that blows my mind.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Pretty
dude.
Close to the comic books. And also Christian Bale. He was the bad guy. That was Christian Bale.
Oh, dude, awesome.
How fucking awesome is that?
That's fucking awesome. The whole episode today is about Thor.
Yeah.
We're going to go through the entire Thor series.
Get out of here, meat guy or whatever the fuck your name is.
His name is Zach.
Christian Bale.
That is Christian Bale. You're right. I didn't notice that. He was fucking great, dude.
I like that he has a lisp.
Dude, he was great. It was one of the best villains of any superhero movie. This was maybe my favorite superhero movie.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Wow.
What's your favorite?
Probably one of the Iron Mans new Spider-Mans.
You're a moron.
What
a moron.
You didn't like the new Spider-Mans?
No, they're good.
Why is this your favorite?
The new Spider-Verse one where it was
that was dope. Fucking movie.
No, the cartoon was great, but I'm talking about the Tom Holland ones. Yeah, it was good.
But I like the Tom Holland ones.
I think this was better. Felicia, what's your favorite superhero? Are you still looking at pictures
of
Sebastian Bach?
That Julia Roberts lawyer movie. That's my favorite superhero movie. What?
Aaron Brockovich.
Let's go.
Is she a superhero in that movie?
I hate women.
You know what my favorite?
We're all superheroes.
Yeah. Ally McBeal's my favorite superhero movie.
Iron Man's good.
Every woman who opens her eyes is a superhero.
I will say I loved Endgame. I thought the Avengers, like, the longer the better. Have me sit there for 72 hours. I'll watch this whole fucking
thing. Zach, what's your favorite superhero movie?
Guardians.
Guardians is really good too.
Bert Longden says Lewis is retarded. All right, you know what? I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to sit here and be bullied by the racist live chat, which I invented.
Yeah.
I invented. They didn't even want to chat.
Do you ever get
Ralph wanted no chat. It should be known. Ralph wanted no chat on the Gas Digital site. And I was like, no, this can be a community.
Do you ever get your feelings hurt by these guys?
These guys? No.
Because you're getting those checks.
They're paying to call me names right now.
It's like the dunk tank.
Yeah, you are a dunk. You're a dunk
tank.
Have
you been watching the guy that's been going around?
Yeah, he's good.
Fucking with hood people. Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
There's a, it's been on like Reels or TikTok. There's a real good dunk tank clown, and it's just hood people getting furious at him and not being able to dunk him.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And him just talking, and it's nonstop shit talk.
That's like great.
I'm surprised that black people can't fucking hit the shot.
I think it's rigged.
You know what it is?
Too close to water. They get freaked out.
No, it's a job punching card. Yeah, let's see it. Do you have it?
I'm scrolling through a bunch of them.
Damn. I did vamp enough. I gave them enough time to just pull it up.
Hey, there's a million different dunk tank videos.
Yeah, there's one that's there's just been a guy that's been going around lately on Reels that's just fucking brutalizing people. I apologize that I don't know the name.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to figure it out. It's all good. Yeah, we were going to do that at Skankfest, except then we
a dunk tank?
No comic wants to just sit in a dunk tank for an afternoon.
Yeah.
Arlo does that. My buddy you met in Buffalo.
Yeah, but that's not as much fun for, like, if you're a fan of me, or if you hate me, how much fun is that if I'm sitting in a dunk tank and then we have, like, Ari's piss and shit in the tank?
Oh, my God, dude.
That's a lot of piss and shit. I feel like that would take
a
while.
That's Ari. Ari's got a big dick, big ass. It's a fact. But yeah, that would be fun. Like, if we went in different, like, fucking shifts, like, Ari was up once, you were up once.
Yeah.
How great would that be?
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be really fun.
Yeah. So
I can just is this look
yeah,
like
this
it?
Is the guy.
Okay. I think so.
You know it takes 6 hours to roast a hog, don't you? Hey, turn sideways.
Oh no, this isn't the guy I'm thinking.
Oh, we got him.
That's not the guy I'm thinking. Whatever.
That was the worst fucking thing I've ever experienced in my life. What the fuck was that? It wasn't what it was. It was the worst audio that I've ever heard.
No,
this guy, it's just a nonstop stream of shit talk. He has just a billion prepared lines.
How much do you think you get paid for something like that?
Nothing.
Yeah, you get what, 20?
You probably make commission on how much, because you're making the money.
Yeah, you're making the money. I think the guy who owns the tank splits it. Yeah. But my friend that did it is like, he's like a professional. Like he does like carnival shit.
Yeah.
And he said that's the best job he's had.
Yeah, because the idea is if you're good at being the dunk tank guy,
people keep paying
to fucking get you.
Yeah. And also, if it's hot out there, it's like you don't mind getting dunked. Yeah. You know?
It is. You really are convincing them that they're dunking. You're like, it's water.
Yeah. Oops, I'm refreshed. Got me.
They hand you a glass of lemonade.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's so sour and bitter. Oh.
Yucko. Every time they hit it, a giant air conditioning fan goes on.
You know what? I hate massages. Give me a shoulder massage.
Oh, this blowjob is too rough.
Let's see. This is a good scam. Scam that Jew. Scam that Jew. Scammers are posting fake negative reviews on Google and demanding gift cards in exchange for taking them down.
That's a great scam.
Solid scammerooski. Love it. Appreciate it. Look, here's the thing.
Holy crap, that's a great scam.
It's very strange because I believe I always side with business owners, but then I also do appreciate a good scam, and I believe the customer's always right. It's a strange position that I'm in.
Yeah.
In my life, the way that my mind works.
Why do you always side with the business owners?
As a business owner, I really have empathy for the man.
Yeah, because a lot of people are very stupid.
Yeah, they're retarded.
And they're complaining about shit that you're like, most of the time.
If you've had a successful business, for the most part, I'm not saying every single time, you could have just stumbled upon a successful business. But for the most part, you have to have somewhat, you know, decent ethics. You have to fucking treat the people that work for you, right? For the most part. I know there's exceptions. I know there's shitty companies out there. But for the most part, especially now in today's day and age where everything is online, there's social media, there's... I just don't really see it that often where I'm seeing like literally shitty run businesses that are successful. It's like they're like grandfathered in.
Yeah.
You know?
For the last time ever.
So any other scams? Felicia, do you have any simple scams?
You know, we used to call the numbers on the back of products and that said like, if you're not satisfied, call us, and they would send us free stuff. We just do that. Get drunk. Call the numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's a great scam.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You can. I mean, there's a lot over the years. There's lots of very well-known ones. The OtterBox scam. OtterBox. You can just contact them and say, "Hey, my OtterBox broke,"
and they'll just send you one.
You just gotta tell them what store you.
You pick it out at any. But there's a drop-down menu of stores.
Yeah, but aren't they like? Can you send us a serial number?
No,
they don't care. They don't care. That's just stupid. That's not even a scam. That's just
phone case.
Taking advantage of.
You can get it right now, guys. If you haven't listened to this show for a while, it's an old scam. That was one of the best ones. That might have been a scam that Jew of the year.
Yeah.
At one point. That was a good one because it was fucking.
Well, how good is the OtterBox?
It's good. I don't know. I don't really pay attention to this shit. I think I have one. Do I have one? I don't know.
No, those are like those big tank ones where you can like drop your phone and it bounces.
Oh.
About 10 years ago, I got hired to sell glow sticks at a 4th of July thing, and I could sell them 2 for $5, 3 for $1. I sold them all, or I mean, I'm sorry, 1 for $3 or 2 for $5. I sold them all for $3, but handed in the cash like I sold them all 2 for $5.
That's a great scam.
Yeah.
$30?
I took, well, I also sold the most. It was like 100 sticks or something like that. I also sold the most, so I got a $50 bonus on top of it.
Ooh.
So when the fireworks started, I went into the Port-a-John and like counted the cash and put the extra in my sock.
Nice.
So I stole from that company.
That's not a... See, the reason that's not a scam, that Jew, is because you would have to go get a job selling... Because
what Jew is selling glow sticks?
Glow sticks. Well, you know, so it's... It's not... Yeah, it's not a great scam, that Jew. But it's a... You, that was one time you stole.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a time that you stole.
I stole $80 for sure.
Yeah.
Sick.
I was a delivery guy. This is just stealing. And then like one or two times before I realized how heavy and illegal this is, when I got the tip on the receipt, if they didn't write a tip, I would just write like $20
or
like, you know, whatever, $10.
That's crazy.
And yeah, that was just stealing. Yeah. It's not really a scam. And I only wrote that a couple times until I said that to someone. I went, oh yeah, I do this. And they're like, that's bad.
That's like really bad.
Yeah, that's really bad. Not only could you get fired, but you could probably go to like jail for that.
Yeah, the entire premise of the movie Blank Check was extremely illegal.
Oh, of course, yeah, but that was before 9/11. So
that was
you could easily do a blank check.
Wasn't that the premise of it? Like,
9/11.
So like a rich guy like runs over a kid's bike, and the rich guy's like, "Oh shit, dude, I'm in a hurry because I'm doing important rich guy shit around the world."
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a blank check. Give it to your father. Let him know. You know, he'll know what to do. He said, I think he says he'll know what to do with it, and then he goes back to the fucking dad, who is white. This is a fuck. This is crazy.
This does not make
sense.
None of
it makes sense. Dude. The 90s were wacky.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then the dad says, "Yeah, let's write out $1 million check." Am I missing something from that, or was the rich guy a really, really bad guy? And the family knew that.
Yeah.
And they were like, "You know what? We need to fucking
that movie would have been way
line our
better.
Pockets with this drug money or something," which is crazy as well.
Yeah, that movie would have been way better if it was a black family.
It would have made
so
sense.
Black check.
Yeah. It would have made sense.
It was hidden under his work boots the whole time.
Doggy, can you pull up the trailer for Blank Check, please? Am I missing something from the movie Blank Check?
No, I think you got it. I mean, he goes and just writes down like just $1 million. That's crazy.
There has to be. It's a Disney movie.
Wouldn't they
too.
Call the person too and be like,
"Oh, there's $1 million, just so you know."
Yeah, this kid's coming. This 8-year-old kid is coming in.
If I spend $300 in a different city on my Chase card, they shut my entire account down, and I have to fucking be stranded.
I had a bar in Brooklyn the other night. They shut my card off because I went to an ATM for $300.
Yeah, fraudulent pay. If you go to a strip club 3 times in one night and clean out your bank account, they shut your card down.
And then when Lewis needs to borrow money from you because his card shut down, they shut down your card.
It's crazy.
And you're both on your phone.
You have no money.
In front of a shit club.
At a strip club.
In Jersey, screaming at your bank.
I always wanted the house from Blank Check, like the slide from your room into the pool so you could wake up and just go right
into the pool. I don't even remember the movie, to be honest with you. All I remember from it was what I just fucking named.
He had go-karts going around the track and
everything.
$1 million
doesn't even go that far, by the way.
No, you'd be able to get maybe the slide,
the
I
slide
guess.
Would be $250,000.
Yeah, and it would be terrible.
Constructed into your
raccoons would be going into your room and everything. It would be horrible.
All right, let's see the trailer for Blank Check, please.
Walt Disney Pictures. This morning,
a white guy.
Look on my bike. Check
your dad. Don't know what to do with it.
That's going
to change his life.
Yeah.
Now he's buying.
And he's throwing money out of the limo.
I mean, that's $250,000 construction.
Yeah, look at that.
And stopping 3 crooks.
I'm gonna get you, kid.
From taking all of his money.
That was dark.
Blank Check.
From taking all of his money.
Near you.
That's not his money.
It's not his money. Did the guy that he stole the money from hire the criminals? What is happening with this movie?
Yeah. That's so stupid. Do you see the guy who gave him the check at any point? Or is
yeah,
it just
you saw him in this.
Yeah, but I mean, do you see him after that at all?
I don't know. I've never seen it. Is he like an evil like Mr. Burns millionaire?
He must be.
He's kind of, yeah.
I think they said in the Racist Live Chat, the bad guy ran him over.
These criminals, shows a black guy, trying to steal their money.
He was a bank robber, they're saying.
Oh, yeah. So that's everyone's money.
Yeah, the guy who hit him was a criminal.
I want to see Blank Check 2, where this kid is just in juvenile hall.
He's got a heroin addiction.
But, Your Honor, I had a go-kart around my mansion. Cool. 17 years in juvenile.
$1 million.
You wrote a blank check that your ass can't cash.
Right? He is throwing money out of a brand new limo. I mean, yeah. You don't have $1 million is not that type of money.
No. It's
I guess in the 90s really it was, right?
I guess. I mean, you really can't do much with it. You'd spend it in like a year.
You'd buy a home.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even then.
I just buy a home outright.
I have no idea how money works.
If you just had $1 million in cash right now, what would you do with it? $1 million. Just find it right now.
A car, maybe. I'd buy a car, I think.
What kind?
You don't need $1 million to buy a car, Brendan. You can get a car, dude. Yeah. I think you could.
I would put it in my bank, and I would.
No shit, dude. You wouldn't fucking put it under your bed. What would you do, dude? You wouldn't fucking take a trip.
I don't know, man.
You wouldn't get liposuction.
I wouldn't get liposuction.
Well,
thank
the one
you very
that they
much.
Freeze it off. They don't do that shit anymore.
No, I don't want to have the like melted skin.
Frozen.
Okay? I'd rather be a fat guy. No, I would take my I'd take my girl like to you know. Greece or something. I'd go on a vacation and then maybe buy a
house. The movie Grease?
Yeah, I would take her to go see
Grease. No, a grease trap. Bam, I bought my own grease trap.
Can you believe people wanted me to get lipo?
Well, with all this grease out of here. He's just spooning grease into his mouth.
Yeah, I'm getting lipo in a week, so it doesn't matter. Eat up, baby girl.
She's dead. She's like floating in the grease.
There's more grease where this came from. I got $1 million worth.
Wait, maybe we could sell the grease.
Invest in grease.
Yeah, shit.
No, and then like maybe invest like a couple of $1,000 into something, you know? Dude, I don't know.
You're really showing your ass on how little success you have in your life because he's freaking out. He's sweating thinking about...
I have nothing.
About what would happen with this million, and
is
he's starting to sweat
not
right now.
Is obvious that I'm unsuccessful? I mean, come on.
Oh, fuck, dude. I love it.
I'd probably call Lewis and go, what would you do? I would go, hey, what would you do with a million? Actually, what would you do with $1 million right now?
I'd call Lewis and go, hey, where's Ralph?
If I had $1 million extra that just came in out of nowhere,
yeah,
I would buy a house outright for sure.
Well, cut
that'd
where?
Be like almost all of it in yeah. Jersey, in Bergen County.
Big house, you get a big house. In
I'd
Jersey
get a nice big house
that.
In Jersey. Yeah,
yeah. Why not buy a house?
It appreciates in value. If you're in Bergen County, I believe even they're saying the housing market sucks right now. In a decade, when I want to move out of New York, when my kid goes off to college, that house will be worth a lot more money, and I can go and fucking take that and invest in a smaller property for myself somewhere, and fucking hopefully at that point have retirement money, etc.
Cool. Yeah.
Tour 3 months a year. That's my new thing. I'm only touring half the year starting next year.
Oh, and then you're gonna half that again?
Once I retire, yeah. I mean, I won't truly retire, but I'll tour for like 3 months, and that'll be that.
I would buy an amusement park. That's what you do. You buy
with $1 million.
Yeah, you buy a very small amusement park.
You can buy, I believe, you can buy one roller coaster, and not a good one.
Great, have that in my backyard. Charge people.
We looked this up before. Carnival rides not that expensive.
How much is it to buy a carnival ride?
I bet you can get a fully functioning roller coaster for $150,000 to $200,000.
Wow. It's not bad.
But it would be impressive for your backyard, but it would be the shittiest roller coaster at any park you went to.
Yeah, yeah. There'd be a lot of casualties.
Yeah.
And a haunted house. I would buy a haunted house ride.
Can I work there?
You're the operator, my friend.
One of the old shitty ones, like...
Yeah. Where the doors open and it just screams and blows air at you.
Yeah. It's
like, but I can't afford the air, so it's just I have to hire someone to go,
Dude, they suck, dude. They were the
and
the
then
least...
I have to jog to the next one.
The least scary haunted house ever is you're in the cart and you're just going through the haunted house, right? And then you go around a thing and then it stops. And then you look at a scene where it's like a vampire and it just lights up on its face for a second.
It's like,
and then it goes. And then it turns into this way. Like, what is this?
I've actually had a lot of fun. Who is this?
It would scare
guys.
Like a cat. If you had a cat, the cat would be freaked the fuck out by what the air blowing at it, the fucking scream.
Yeah.
But no human being is afraid of this.
I mean, it's very quick. It's very. Haunted houses are just made to finger people in. Mm-hmm. It's just made to, like, get fucking hot and heavy in. What are you going to do?
I never did. I was. By the time. I was fingering girls.
You had just started gas.
No, I think I was like, I wasn't really into going to like the local carnival anymore. Because I did with a couple girls. A couple girls that I dated, we did go to the local carnival. We made out like behind a ride.
What else are you going to do? What else are you supposed to do? You're so young and you're like, I guess we'll go to Adventureland or some shit.
What were we doing? No, it was like the time that I was going to Adventureland Rye Playland was the big one.
Yeah.
Rye Playland was the one we would go to. It was like camp age. I was like 10 years old, 9 years old, 11. By the time I started getting into girls, it was more like I was hanging out on street corners.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, at like abandoned Blockbusters and stuff. Dude.
It was hanging out in a
so terrible
lot,
for
yeah.
young women who are like 13 years old that are like, yeah, the guy I loved when I was in high school just brought me to parking lots and fucking playgrounds and we just made out there.
Yeah, dude. He fingered me and then he played hacky sack with his friends.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't bring my hacky sack. I have a hacky sack and we played it at my barbecue and I love it again.
Hacky sack's awesome.
I love hacky. Are you good? I bet you're good.
I'm pretty good.
Attack hack or you just do the little
like,
tricks?
Well, look what I... Attack... Oh, where you catch it and you throw it.
You don't throw it with
look
your hand,
this.
You psycho.
You go, look at this.
You're holding onto the wall. Now you look like a troll.
I have my wrist
up. You play hack like a troll.
Yeah, yeah. If I get it three times, you have to answer me. At least
you look like you're
three.
Trying to float in the air like Dalsim from Street Fighter, but you can't get both legs to do it.
No, attack hack is...
Not flexible enough.
It has to be up in the air three times, and then after it's up in the air three times, you don't catch it with your hand, dude. You kick it. It's a fucking hacky sack. There's no hands involved. You kick it into the other person, and if they don't save themselves with their foot, they get a letter.
Okay.
Like ass or Jew or whatever it is you guys play.
Oh, I thought you meant like a letter. Like
we write a letter home. Like yeah. They did not defend. no, they yeah it was and but or you have to control it yourself. So if I you have to hit it three times yourself and then you could attack. That was for the more advanced players. But when you're playing with girls and you're playing with fatties, you just fuck it. Look, if it's hit up three times by anybody, bang.
Okay. Well, I didn't know any of this.
Yeah.
What we used to do is we would hit it, and if you hit it three times, you'd hit it up in the air, and if you caught it, then you'd fling it at somebody.
Okay.
I feel like that goes against all the rules of hacky sack.
Well, you mean like the point of hacky sack is like for peace and love.
No, it's
to not
your fucking
use your hands.
Feet, you fucking lazy bitch.
It's harder than it looks, dude.
No, do Crack Amigo, please put a verse in about his hacky sack dumb stupidity.
He ain't coming for me. We're cool now.
Do you think he won't?
We're cool.
He will. If I tell him to come for you, he'll
please
come
don't.
For you.
Please don't. I'm very fragile. Emotional wise.
Also, that's just going to be an awkward phone call. I want you to come for Brendan. I want you to come for him right now.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, you can get really high quality Delta 8 THC delivered right to your door. It gets you super fucking high. And I'm telling you right now, this stuff really works.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something that's found in hemp. It can be legally shipped, and most importantly, it gets you super stoned. They sent us vapes, they sent us gummies, and holy macaroni, do they work. So let me tell you, from personal experience, Delta 8 works and should be taken responsibly.
Yeah, go there right now. YoDelta.com is the website. If you want to save 25% off your order, use the promo code GAS when you check out. Get some amazing, high-quality Delta 8 THC delivered right to your door from YoDelta.com. All right, where were we? You know what we used to do on the show, which Shannon brought up to me this morning, and I forgot about this. For years, this was the thing that we would do. We'd start the show every single day with this. We would go over what this day in history was, and we decided. Remember this, Zach?
Yeah.
We would say that today's show has to beat that day in history. That's the standard we put on ourselves. We have to be the most fucking memorable thing in history. So, Shannon, today in history, what happened?
The Hindenburg.
In 1937... Krispy Kreme Donuts was founded.
It's a big one.
That's a big one. Yeah. That's
a big one. I think we could beat it though. Today's show, I think, is incredible so far.
You have to find another donut place. How do you beat that? How do you beat that?
A lot of jizz going on, I think.
Yeah. There you go. Let's get some donuts. Let's all come on the donuts.
Let's all come for Brendan.
Let's all come. Come for me.
Krispy Kreme is probably the best fast food donut, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts stinks.
Dunkin' Donuts sucks.
It's terrible.
It is good you're there, though, when you're solid. Like, let me get a Krispy Kreme.
How quickly? Oh, my God. That was so quick.
You know what it was? Both of our fat minds work the same way. We said Dunkin' Donuts sucks. And then we started going over Dunkin' Donuts that we specifically like.
God,
like
a Bavarian cream.
There ain't nothing wrong with a Bavarian cream donut.
Hey, I could take 14 little chocolate munchkins and throw them in my mouth.
Munchkins. I'll say that as well. The munchkins.
No munchkins at Krispy
Kreme. No munchkins at Krispy Kreme. But if they did.
Oh, it would blow up.
No, I love it. Dunkin' Donuts.
What else is there?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Timmy Ho's.
Tim Hortons.
Timmy Ho's, yeah.
Which is, it's the same as Dunkin' Donuts in my mind.
Lesser.
7-Eleven donuts.
Yeah, Timmy Ho's.
7-Eleven donuts ain't bad. Dude, by the way, a donut might be my favorite sweet treat.
You do love a donut.
Love a donut. You know what my favorite sweet treat is?
A donut.
Luz has dementia.
That's why he keeps wanting us to remember what happened on this day.
Trent, what happened on this day in history?
Zach, remember
I woke up. Where did I drop off my son?
Zach, remember when we used to say our grandson's names? Let's do that again.
Doggy, my favorite sweet treat is not just the donut. A cake donut from Dunkin'.
Okay.
Which is the most boring out of all the donuts, a cake donut. You're like, what am I, a fucking grandma? What am I, an asshole?
Cake donut, I mean, come on.
It's ridiculous. It's bad. It's not a good donut.
It's too much.
It's dry. It's not good. It's, you know, with a cup of coffee, if you got a box of Entenmann's, the powdered, the chocolates, the cinnamons are all gone, and you got a row of the end.
Of what the hell is this? What did somebody put rocks on a fucking glaze?
But I guess I'm going to go, no, not that one. Oh, those are the crumbs.
Yeah, crumbles.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, actually. Pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I'm shitting on it.
I'm just talking about the old fashioned.
Yeah.
Do you know what the old fashioned is?
Oh, yeah.
It's, like a cake. It's a cake donut with no icing, no nothing. It's just brown.
Bland.
It's a fucking whatever. It's like what the donut was in the 20s. Yeah. They're like, this is the donut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sweet delight.
They're like, somebody did something weird with that hot dog.
It looks like a fucking bagel. It's the least appetizing donut of all the donuts.
Yuck, we call it the sweet bagel.
But take that son of a bitch, throw it in the microwave for a minute. Throw a scoop of ice cream on top of that son of a bitch. Grab a spoon. Get wild.
Turn it sideways and shove it straight up your candy.
We're just snacking on, because that's my favorite fucking sweet treat right there, dude.
That is.
You throw some ice cream, crazy. Microwave for a minute, some ice cream, get a couple toppings on there, maybe a little bit of
sugar.
Whatever you want, dude. It's the base for an ice cream sundae or whatever. It could just be a scoop of ice cream.
Yeah.
The hot,
I love ice cream.
The hot, soft, old fashioned donut with the melting ice cream. Look at Stagler's.
I'm gonna come.
You know where I just went?
I know there's a fucking Ralph's Ices on like 8th Street over there.
Doug, you know what? Fuck it. We're doing it right now. I'm making Louis J. Sundays for the fucking crew right now. I need you to go get right now. You need to go to come here.
This is like our you blank check.
Yeah.
He's retarded. I tried to do this, I think, specifically in the past, and they came back with tacos. It was nuts, dude. Our staff is crazy sometimes. Here's what I need you to do, okay? I need you to go get... Who wants one? 1, 2, 3...
I want one.
4, 5... Shannon, you want one? No, you can't. 5. Andrew, you want one? I'm not having one. I'm getting Jack Diesel. We're going to make 6 of these. So I need you to get 6 old-fashioned...
You gotta have
one, man. I'll have a little scoop of yours. 6 old-fashioned donuts.
Going family style.
You gotta do this fast because we're ending this show in a half an hour. Okay? So you gotta get 6 old-fashioned donuts from Dunkin' Donuts. You have to get a tub of, like, we'll say chocolate chip ice cream.
All right, yeah. I mean, this is a crazy...
Is that Dunkin' Donuts also a Baskin?
It is a Baskin, yeah.
Just get,
So get a big tub of chocolate chip ice cream, right?
Yeah. Right? I mean, now that I'm hearing this, I'm feeling like guilty for that. We're gonna hate ourselves after this.
Sumpy, just take late. A couple bites, you fatty. What are you know, what are you doing?
It's not that easy.
You're getting lipo. Who cares?
Yeah.
Six old fashioned donuts. Get a big fuck. You gotta get enough ice cream because you gotta get enough. Everyone's gonna. And you got to ask them for like small cups as well, like the ice cream cups. Get six of them and spoons. We have spoons.
What kind of ice cream?
Say chocolate chip.
Chocolate. Okay, yeah, chocolate chip.
Yeah, chocolate chip.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Birthday right cake.
Go. Run. Run. If you're not sweating when you come back.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Damn, dude. I went to Ralph Sice's yesterday and I got birthday cake with also cookies and cream. Two scoops. It's fucking great.
Yeah, I can't have it right now.
I know. I feel terrible now.
I'm so legitimately excited to see what comes through the door.
Oh, I think he's going to do it. I think he's going to. It's so. Wait, does he know what old fashioned donuts are? If he doesn't,
send him a picture.
If he comes back,
he's been watching the whole show, so okay, I assume
if he comes back with the wrong donuts. That's the important. You can't just have any donut.
It's got to be the old fashioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other day, I sent him out because we were drinking. I sent them out for a bottle of tonic water, and I went, a small grapefruit juice. If they don't have grapefruit juice, a small orange juice. And I handed him like $20. And I don't know if he just saw that amount of money and went, I need to spend that. So he came back with two tonic waters and a half gallon of organic orange juice that had to be like $12. And that's not what I... No. And I watched him write it down.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what he brings in.
We'll see. Let's go. We have another toy to noit. British mom who was once made fun of for her big belly now makes $12,000 a month eating on OnlyFans. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for toy to noit.
Toy or noit.
Gabby Potato, the queen of toy to noit. The toyest.
Wow.
I miss
Did
her.
You see the meme somebody made of you as Marge Simpson?
No.
You know when Marge Simpson holds up the potato, it says, I just think it's neat. It was you as Marge Simpson with Gabby Potato on your hand. They said, I just think she's toy. It was so fucking funny. Gabby, I have it saved.
Gabby Potato's toy. I don't care what anybody says, dude. God bless her soul, dude.
Yeah.
You know, she should be out there still being toy, but she's not.
Didn't her boyfriend kill her because he said that she had like, she was dying or something anyway? Yeah. Like she had like a... Like a 127 hours kind of thing where it's like she got crushed or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
So he just killed her.
Yeah, I believe him.
Believe all men.
Let's see. This chick, she's a British mom, which, I mean, already not toy. British accent on a woman is not toy at all.
You don't like that?
No.
You don't like it because Lewis.
I disagree.
You think it?
My big porn site for years was called Harsh Handjobs. And it would be some British lady, like, walking. It would be the same dude who's always, like, a real fucking putz. And some lady would walk and be like, are you fucking wanking? Oh, you fucking dirty pervert? And he would be like, oh, my.
Oh, whoa. You like being humiliated?
And then she would, like, torture his dick with, like, her fingernails and, like, smack it and stuff.
There was one British porn star on Wank's VR that I really fucking liked. She did it for me. But it had to be the fucking VR shit. I'm trying to remember her fucking
name. It's a little cum, isn't it?
Dude. Yeah, I'm not going to be able. There's going to be so many different British porn stars. I don't remember her name. But she was pretty fucking hot. She was like a tattooed, like, you know, heavy metal looking bitch.
Cool.
And she had a British accent. She was kind of hot. But
that is hot.
Not really super into the British accent on a woman, typically.
You're kind of just describing Sebastian Bach.
It was Sebastian Bach, actually.
Long hair, British, metal looking.
Sebastian Bach's not British. He was from New Jersey.
Whatever. Damn dog. I don't care.
Damn doggy. All right, so let's see. This British mom, she was made fun of for her big belly. Now she's killing it on OnlyFans. Is she toy? Is she noy? Let's see.
She doesn't make sense.
Right. Yeah, none of this makes sense.
Yeah, she's got Kim Kardashian on top, and then
maybe she's got
Lizzo
the thing,
on the bottom.
Maybe she's got that thing like the. Oh, remember, God. We looked at Love Randolin, the chick who's skinny on top and then has a giant ass and thighs.
Go back up to that other photo. I mean, she's dipping her pizza into ranch. What a fuck, you know?
That is a nightmare situation.
Now, look, I like it, but you know, you do that when nobody's taking a picture of you. Yeah. You should be embarrassed of that.
That's no, a secret shame.
People pay her this, though. Like, they pay how her much? To, like, eat in particular
oh,
things.
Oh, so she's being paid to eat.
Yeah, on OnlyFans. She said she makes $12,000 a week. She only works a couple hours Monday and a couple hours on Friday.
Her face is... I'm not going to say beautiful because I don't know what her fucking face looks like.
It could look like anything under
she
all that.
She could be a fucking monster. And here's what I think it was. I think she used to be really, really fat. She's lost weight and that's why her face is thinned out, but she's still got this big old belly.
She's got big ass thighs too.
Oh,
though.
That's brutal, man.
Toit or noit? What do you think, Brendan?
I'm going to say noit.
Noit.
Noit. Yeah.
Definitely noit toit.
She looks like Megan Fats.
White trash.
Yeah.
She looks like she's got the little head. She looks like the guy in the waiting room in Beetlejuice.
I mean, look, I would kiss her.
Yeah, she's a pretty girl.
I would kiss her on her mouth and play with her belly.
Sure, she deserves love, obviously. But
is that her nipples? Hold on, Shannon.
Wait, is that her face without makeup?
Wait, here's her nipples
nips.
First.
See some nips.
Go back.
I don't know.
What is that?
What the fuck is that? So yeah, that's her without makeup.
This is before Krispy Kreme.
Shy. I'm not shy.
Yeah.
What?
Oh my God, look, her jeans. She's so big, her jeans ripped. Yeah, right in the middle.
What the hell? Is that her?
Yeah, that's definitely her before she puts the shit on.
But her face looks thinner and more pointy now. It's just the contouring of the makeup.
Yeah.
Bizarre. Dude, she's fucking...
Some people are into it. What are you going to do?
No, I'm not into it.
I'm not into it either.
I mean, look, she cleans up nice, you know, and, you know, it is what it is. If you're into that, you're into that. Zach, are you into it? Because you like
she's
a big girl.
I know I do. There's something odd about her, and I have a feeling she's not pleasant.
What do you mean?
She looks like a cunt.
Real quick, I have a message from Byron. He's at Dunkin' Donuts. They have no old fashions and no ice cream.
Tell him Tell him to go to a deli and to get Entenmann's donuts, old fashions. And then
you can probably get ice cream. Yeah, in the
okay.
It's got 15 minutes.
You know, can I say? Here's my. It was a test for Byron. Could he problem solve?
No, because he went to the first thing.
He went and he was like, it's not there. I don't know what to do here.
No, go to
I don't
deli.
Know where to buy ice cream
and donuts.
In New York City.
Yeah.
It's a crazy thing. I'm not going to sit
there. And you gave him so much more money than
$60.
He needed.
Yeah, you gave him $1,000 to find donuts and ice cream.
And he fell apart immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
Not good.
He's at like a law firm. He's like, they don't have it here.
New York City posts a PSA in case of a nuclear attack, which is a strange thing. When did this PSA get posted?
Monday, I believe.
You see it?
Yeah.
That's the only way that this show would be better than the Krispy Kreme day is if we got nuked right now.
And
right
we
now.
Survived.
And we survived.
Basement,
yeah.
And we don't know.
Yeah.
Fucking
Byron comes back all burnt, like fucking Byron's, RoboCop.
Yeah, I was gonna say like Terminator. He's got his hands against a fence. It's like
the ice cream's melting. No.
What? Yeah. Let's see.
Dankdabs 843 says Lewis is such a piece of shit. He said he's not even eating it, and he's going through all this bullshit. How am I a piece of shit for being generous? With the entire crew getting ice cream
treats
for everybody.
Ice cream and donuts for everybody. For what a piece of shit.
I'm a fuckus. And Byron, who is excited to get some free ice cream and donuts.
Yeah.
And honestly.
I don't think he eats not here.
Needs something to do. I mean, what else is he doing except sitting there running around trying to chase his own tail like a retarded dog?
Like trying to suck his own tail.
Yeah. What do you want? He's just going to sit here? Yeah. You know, sometimes. Didn't they do that during the Great Depression? Didn't they like hire people to like dig holes and then they hired another guy to fill holes just because people didn't want it? They were so proud back in the day. They didn't want to take welfare. Like men were like, we need jobs. So they created jobs that didn't need to be made.
That's hilarious.
But that's the difference of the fucking men of back in the day versus now.
Where men now, if they just find a blank check, they're just going to be writing themselves a ton of money.
I'm just saying, dude. I'm giving the guy a little bit of busy work. Uh-huh. He feels like he's done something. There's something about accomplishing a goal that makes you feel satisfied. It makes you feel worthwhile. If he's just floating, doing fucking nothing, he's going to start to be nothing. Giving him goals to accomplish and things to do, and it's actually, even though it's stupid and it means nothing, it means way more than you would fucking think. The reason you're watching me right now, you're watching me run a successful business, is because I have this mentality and you have that mentality.
And the reason you're watching me right now is because I know there's ice cream coming.
when Byron comes by, this is how pointless this mission is. When he comes by, we're going to ask him to sell it back to the bodega. Just bring it back to the bodega. Fill the hole up.
Let's see the PSA. That looks like a little model.
Yeah, I think it is.
It doesn't look like real
New York City. Nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why. Just know that the big one.
Who's this dude?
Okay, so what do we do? There are three important steps that I want you to remember.
Cry.
Step one. Get inside.
Rape
fast.
Immediately.
Yeah. Your friends, your family.
Loot.
Get inside.
You're going to want to loot.
Staying in the car is not an option. You need to get into a building and move away from the windows. Step two, stay inside.
This is the COVID rules?
Yeah.
They're trying to get us inside again.
Go under the desk. And third rule, no, Gino, none of this is
Gino Visconti
help.
Is like, I'm not going to go inside.
Yeah. Yeah.
I refuse to go inside.
It's just a skeleton with a headband. Fine out here, guys. I don't get it. Bunch of fucking sheeple.
Sheeple is actually the mix of sheep and people that was created after the nuke blast. But look at all these sheeple here.
Gina.
Head there. If you don't have one, get as far into the middle of the building as possible. If you were outside after the blast, get clean immediately.
You're dead.
Remove and bag all outer clothing.
If you're near the bomb when it goes off,
okay, I don't.
You're
going
to want a shower.
Please forgive my ignorance. If you're in New York City when a nuclear bomb goes off, which, let's face it, they're not bombing fucking Paramus.
Yeah.
Aren't we just fucked?
We're fucked. The whole city is, what, 7 miles? How big does a nuclear blast go?
I feel like it's going to go to Jersey.
Okay, so no, I think I've looked this up a little bit because I do, there's a fear of mine regularly. Once you have a kid, you start thinking about all these types of things, right? The initial blast zone where it's like you blow up is pretty small. Like the blast radius is only a few blocks. So if they blow up like Chelsea right now, our building wouldn't be fucking incinerated. It would be, the fallout is a few miles. It would go out to like Jersey. And that's the issue. It's like cancer and radiation and fucking that becomes an issue. So, I mean, I guess if you're in your basement, not in the neighborhood, not outside, I think you wouldn't necessarily die. Maybe I'm crazy.
I think you're going to be fucked up.
It says the dangerous fallout area is 10 to 20 miles from impact.
That's the fallout area. But what blows up when the nuke hits? What's the area that actually, like, the impact zone where, like, you watch, like, the building, like, the fucking, the big, like, mushroom cloud, and, like, underneath that mushroom cloud, it's all, like, I'm assuming, like, fucking everyone disintegrates into nothing.
What's decimated as opposed to what's going to, like, rot?
Sorry, hold on.
Jeez, that's terrifying. Terrifying to think about.
You know what would be fucked up? All the mole people in the subways would be the only ones to survive.
Yeah, it's our time.
I knew the day would come.
You see?
They said I was crazy.
What we've been talking about.
Why won't anyone love me?
I was saying Boo Earns.
It looks like about a mile is the ground zero of the explosion.
Okay.
Ground zero is a mile? Where do you see a mile? I see a KT. What is a katometer? What is a KT?
It's, I guess, the measurement of the nuclear stuff. It's right here.
Thank you, doctor.
So, this is the measurement.
You think
of the nuclear
stuff? I just know
it
off the top of my head. But
why
do
they look like your tits, Jen?
There's three and they're different sizes.
Exactly like them.
Yes.
Yes. That's a chart of where Shannon's tits started and where we want them.
On the So damage zones after nuclear detonation. Yeah, I think that I was surprised how not guaranteed death it was. Like, I thought if they hit New York City with a nuke,
we're all fucked.
You're dead. You're fucking dead. But I think you can just have cancer and die a slow death. It's not an immediate.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Immediate cancer, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That was funny. Remember in South Park, they had the drills if a volcano explosion happened? Do you remember that?
No.
It was so funny. They were like, you have to stop and cover. Right? And then when the volcano actually happens, they all stop and cover, and the lava goes over them, and their bones just float away. It's so fucking funny. Like, duck and cover.
I believe a Japanese or some type of Asian we call men behind the sun, I want to say, that's like about what happens to you if you were exposed to the radiation. And it like shows people slowly.
Lava in you. And also, nothing dash nowhere in the race to live chat. I want you to look at this nuclearsecrecy.com/nukemap after this. Shannon, they're really keep on putting it in the chat. We got it, racist live chat. Yeah. You guys really, not only are they racist, but they're helpful.
They're nuking the chat with this information.
Good.
Harbingers of sorrow, natural disasters can be the cause of troubling and undesirable stress. And a volcano is no exception. But what should you do if a volcano erupts near you or your family? Here we see the Stevens family enjoying a Sunday picnic. But suddenly, daughter hears a noise. It's a volcano. Junior seems worried, but have no fear, Junior. Jane learned in school what to do when you hear a volcano erupt. That's right, Jane. Duck and cover.
So you gotta go to the part where they actually duck and cover in real life, but it's not in the video.
Duck. And cover.
Duck and cover. But nuclearsecrecy.com/nukebag. They're saying we're going to die. Dumb spick.
Yeah, I think we're fucked.
Dumb spick. Acid rain, fires, blah, 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 blah.
It sounds like the track listing of a really good album.
Dumb spick, acid rain, nuclear blast.
Metallica's new shit is bumping.
So this is the map.
Nuke map. All right. So
New York City.
A yielding kilotons.
Jesus.
How are we supposed to know how many kilotons? The fucking...
Well, let's look at the 10 kiloton. Isn't that the one they gave us the example of?
All right, so 10 kilotons.
That's what happens when a nuke goes off right now at this podcast. You're going to kill a ton.
I like that.
Are we recording?
Airburst or surface?
Surface.
Okay. All right.
Casualties?
Are you dead? Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's it. This lower Manhattan,
fucked.
Dude.
We're fucked.
No, I think
it's lower Manhattan, and then the water, and a part of the Holland Tunnel.
That's not too bad.
That's not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, but I feel like you're still gonna like your teeth are falling out, and like your bones are gonna disintegrate.
Not if you're on East 31st Street.
Yeah, if you're where the rich people are.
I just found out I need glasses because I thought it said you can select a priest and then donate.
they're saying airburst, Shannon. What is that? What's airburst?
If you're in like Bushwick, you're fine though.
Ooh, like, airburst.
Oh boy.
Is that the type that Russia has? Oh boy.
Russia ain't have they don't have shit.
No, I think they have like they have nukes that can't be like
somebody just got so mad at you.
Yeah.
Let's see what we have, fat boy.
Yeah, Putin's like, I did not know Putin's in the racist live chat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh.
Yeah. No. I think that. Yeah. You're fucked, huh? I don't know the difference between these. Why does everyone in the racist live chat know the difference between nuclear bombs and the types of? That's crazy.
I don't know. Why are they home watching a racist podcast at noon?
I don't know.
They're fucked up.
What the fuck is wrong with you people? How do you guys know all this? The Russians have like crazy like bombs, right? They have ones that like probably ones that we don't even know about, if I had to guess.
I'd imagine we both sides have shit we'll never know about.
The ones that we do know about, though, they're like, oh, this is the bomb that can never be shot out of the sky. Like, what? Like, it can go around the world twice and hit anywhere we want.
We could easily press a button that would kill everyone, but we're not going to do that.
Yes. Maybe.
I don't know what voice that was.
Let's see, if Russia is nuking NYC, it's 5 MT at least. What is MT now? Megatons? Megatron. Ooh.
I bet it's kilotons and megatons.
Ooh, a 5 megaton. All right, Shannon, do a 5 megaton. How many kilotons are in a megaton? I think we just chose the name megaton.
I don't care.
One megaton is 1,000 kilotons.
Oh no.
Ooh, so do 5,000 kilotons and see what that does. That's crazy. There's no bomb that big in the world. Shut up.
Yeah.
I guarantee you so much more.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Look at that.
That's a five. Wow, dude. God.
Uncle Hold Vinny's on. Is okay.
Wait a minute. Let me see. Oh, dude. Oh, Paramus.
Stress factory.
I live right outside of Paramus. Oh, I'm fucked. I'm fucked if they hit New York City with a megaton. Zoom in now. New York City, the island is just fucking completely gone, huh?
That'll never happen, though.
This is fucking scary.
It can't even get close without getting shot down.
Somebody said we dropped 21 kilotons on Japan. That's not even that bad.
Yeah, but that was how long ago? Think about how exponentially more
powerful.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, they really act like we fucking...
Yeah,
we did flyer before.
We did.
And tell people to leave.
Yeah. We did. We said, hey, guys, just so you know.
We're going to destroy this city.
We're going to kill everyone you know. Go ahead, try. And by the way, it was sort of a moot point. They were going to fucking...
The war was over anyway.
They're going to wheelbarrow each other out of the town. I mean, how are they going to get out of there?
Yeah. They're like, leave my house? Leave all my shit? Where am I going to go? You're killing me anyway.
Yeah. Kill a ton. Killing
you're
me.
Killing a ton.
Yeah.
Oh, look who decided to show up. Let's see.
Did he get him? Let's
20
see.
Minutes
bring him
and
in.
30 seconds.
Oh, you taped him. Thank you, Felicia. I like it.
He's like, look, they didn't have donuts, but I brought
tell him
pickles.
To bring him in. Why does he not know how a bit works? He's sitting at it. He's setting it all up on a
he's
counter.
He's eating it.
Oh, it's just the fucking word. Bring him in, Byron.
I know you wanted ice cream and donuts, but I brought artichokes and asparagus.
This guy said for $60, he'd give me 3 magical beans.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes and a tire.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
It's been out with this isn't chocolate chip.
Nice. You should have
gotten a thing of chocolate chips.
How much what? Money?
I can't get mad
I'm not
at
on, yeah, I'm not on your side with that one.
The donuts will not fit in these cups. But it's fine. Listen.
Yes, you, hey, that's you tried. It. Hey, look.
Here's what I need you to do. I need you to go microwave one of these for a minute, put it on a plate, throw a scoop of ice cream on top of it, and let our guests try it on camera.
But how much will people pay me to watch me eat?
Yeah, can we all get paid?
You're not a fat chick. No, there's nothing
I'm hot about to be
a skinny chick eating.
Well, I'm not skinny, but come on.
Let's see. All right, so put this here. Throw that in the microwave for, I would say, probably not even a minute because these are smaller. I'd say maybe 40 seconds.
The donut's going to be so 40? Hot.
Yeah.
It's going to be scorching hot. Yeah. He's going to burn himself on that donut.
But it's got to melt. The ice cream got to melt on it a little bit. That's part of it.
So what kind of ice cream did he get? Vanilla?
It's just vanilla. It's fine.
What, are we at a fucking hotel restaurant?
I mean, no sprinkles? What a specific
I've had this exact dessert.
What are we, Embassy Suites on my 8th birthday? Just vanilla?
What an odd.
Yeah, so nuclear attack, we'll see what happens. I don't know. I mean, I
don't know.
Just fucking...
Hey, what's in this box? What's in the box that you've kept on the table?
It's fan art, and it bothers Shannon and Natalie that I never get to it, and it's kind of a running bit in my head. I never say anything to them. That
they
I
make
just never...
it closer and closer to them every single...
It bothers me. I don't think Shannon cares.
It started on the chair over there, and then yesterday it was in the middle of the table, and now it's in front of Lewis with a note to thank the person.
Yeah, please plug this, but it bothers them. Let me see. How hot is that donut? Here, it's the back of my hand, guys, so there's no germs. That's good. That's hot.
Yeah, there's no... Germs don't go on the back of that hand.
You don't need a knife. They don't go. You don't touch things with the back of your hand, dude.
Yes,
I
want to
know what the knife was for.
You just touched something with the back of your hand.
I want to know what the knife was for so bad. Why would you cut it in half?
You could just take a fucking bite out of the spoon. This is also shitty ice cream, Byron. Byron, can I have? Is there a bigger spoon? Is there an ice cream spoon?
I don't think Byron's doing anything wrong, and you guys are like Ebenezer Scrooge making him work on Christmas.
A little bit of ice cream.
People will die. Well, let them.
I mean, I guess I could have cut up the.
Oh
the
my
donut.
God!
Take hey, your
so
hand
touch
more
watching
of
you do this.
Shut up, Zach! Stop acting like you wouldn't lick my fingers. Fucking giant homo! Here, that's it. Gotta take a bite. There's other spoons there too. You guys can have all of your own. I'll make everyone their own.
I'll have the first one.
Yeah, of course you will.
Shut up, bitch. Okay, let's
see. I want to fucking review here.
Right. If you spit it out, I'll be so happy.
Oh man, that would've been so funny. Donut's hot.
Donut's pretty hot.
Yeah, 40 seconds was a little.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the best thing I've ever had.
Is it not the fucking greatest,
that's
dude?
So fucking.
It's
good.
So good, dude. It's got to be the old fashioned donut.
Yeah, it can't be any other donut. No. Because any other donut is going to take away from the flavor.
Yeah, no, because it's just like the warm cake and the ice cream. It's just fucking. Look at this, guys. Look at this.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Cha-ching.
Anybody else want some?
Zach, stop acting like you don't want
Zach,
one.
You don't want
I don't like consuming things.
Wait,
like
is this
camera.
Your childhood, Lewis?
No, no, no. Actually,
I just invented this?
I invented it. When I say I invented it.
You don't want this?
No. I stole it. I stole the idea. There was a place in Hell's Kitchen that had ice cream and donuts. That was sort of the theme. Nobody really gave a fuck about this place, right? I don't even know why I'm telling people now. I just tell people that I invented this, but I had a similar thing there. Yeah, Brian, finish it.
I would add whipped cream.
Yes. A little bit. No, I would add some chocolate chips, some whipped cream, maybe some sprinkles, a couple toppings on it. It's not going to hurt. But you guys get the idea.
You also have some ramen recipes, right?
Ramen recipes? Why do you say that?
Yeah, I don't know, because you're inventing stuff over here.
I do invent things all the time. Well, I make them better. Like, so this is better because the story is better. This being something that I've invented from my childhood, it's better than some fucking consumer shit at a store. So let's just pretend that didn't happen. Look at Brennan. He's going to town right now.
I haven't listened to a word.
Brennan is on a fucking sugar high right now. It's really good, right?
Uh-huh.
Look at him.
I like it because it's free.
Yeah, it's really good, guys. All right, look, we're going to wrap this one. It's been a fun show. It's always a fun show with you guys. Thank you guys very much for watching. Please go make yourself a Lewis J. Sunday, my invention, and tell me what you guys think of it.
But
share it with a friend.
It. But you stole it.
Doesn't matter, dude. Steve Jobs stole
the iPhone?
The technology for bitmap technology from Xerox. Oh. But what was Xerox going to do with it? You know what that ice cream donut place did with it? They shut the fuck down. They're not even there anymore.
Yeah. This is like Michael Keaton in The Founder.
So I am just taking it, improving upon it, sharing it with the world. I'm giving it away as well as this sweet treat for the world to fucking make for themselves. You don't have to buy this from anybody.
I have diarrhea now.
All right. Let me wrap this one up. Thank you guys very much for watching. We'll be back on Friday with the RE Garbage Guys. Fun show. Pre-tape that one on Tuesday. I'll see you guys this weekend. Kansas City, Missouri with Tim Butterly. Nashville and Huntsville, Alabama next weekend with Aaron Berg. Until then, peace.
That's all, folks.